You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Oh, hello there. This is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quidirai, and I'm here to share with you the press conference that was held by Zimbabwe captain Craig Irvin on the eve of the big match against Pakistan. Zimbabwe got their 1 point in that farcical match against against South Africa, in which it rained. But Pakistan are coming to this match after losing that thriller against India, so they're going to be coming in guns blazing. There's also an update on the status of Richard Ngalava. He also speaks about the players playing under the lights and what the chances are for Zimbabwe. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hi, Craig. How is Richard Ngalava holding up?
Oh, I think he's doing all right. We've obviously had a travel day yesterday. You know, we've had most of today to recover. So we've got a training session this evening, and we'll see how he warms up this evening. But again, you know, even after today's training session, the game only starts at 7 tomorrow. So there's quite a bit of time for him to recover, and hopefully it's not too serious.
Would Evans be the logical replacement?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, that would obviously be, you know, seamer for seamer. But we'd have to look at a few different combinations and probably take it from there.
A lot's been made of the new positive gameplay under Dave Houghton. How does that extend to the bowlers and how does that extend to the fielders? A lot of it's been made of the batsmen.
Yeah, look, we want to play exciting cricket, you know, and we want to entertain the crowd. And I think we've got some really good youngsters in the side who are special fielders. You know, Wesley Madivere, you know, you've seen him charging all over the field, diving, you know, taking a brilliant catch against Scotland. And I think we just want to play that exciting brand of cricket, you know, whether you're bowling, whether you're fielding, whether you're batting. I think it should all fall into that sort of category.
Here in Perth and in Australia more generally, you played under lights a lot. You don't have any floodlights in Zimbabwe. You obviously have guys that play on the franchise circuit and play night games, and when you're on away tours you sometimes experience, but you don't often get to train under those conditions. Is that a big adjustment?
Yeah, look, it was quite a big adjustment for us coming over initially, because we knew that all of our three qualifying games were going to be under lights. And we didn't really get a great opportunity because our one warm-up game was supposed to be under lights, but that got moved to the afternoon. But we have had quite a number of players that have played under lights before, so that was pretty much the experience that we drew on. And then, you know, playing those three qualifying games under lights, you know, sort of held us in good stead, especially coming into the Super 12 and having a few games against, you know, Pakistan, India and South Africa under lights as well.
After seeing the pitch here the other night, it looks like the old Wacker does. Are you looking forward to seeing how Blessing Mazrubani behaves on this pitch?
No, definitely. You know, we watched, I think it was England play Afghanistan here, and it did look nice and quick and bouncy. So I'm sure he'll be relishing that opportunity to run in tomorrow evening. So I think, you know, all the seamers have done extremely well for us. And I think they'll, especially Blessing, you know, I'm sure he'll enjoy these sort of conditions. And hopefully Richard Ngarava's fit and he'll enjoy them as well.
The match against South Africa, obviously, a bit farcical finish. Has that been a distraction at all heading here, or have you sort of put that in the back of your mind?
No, look, I think, you know, that game against South Africa was a little bit of a bizarre evening. And it was, from a batting perspective, we were trying to work out, you know, how best to go about, you know, getting a decent score in 9 overs. And we knew that we had to go fairly hard up front to try and get ourselves off to a good start. You know, but the weather looks pretty good for tomorrow evening, so, you know, I think we can go back to our game plans. We've got a, you know, full 20 overs to bat, and I think our batting innings will probably look a little bit more calm and composed tomorrow.
Did that sort of rattle the team at all? And if so, I mean, did it take a while to get over it, or?
No, I think, you know, we've always said in the change room that even if we do lose a few early wickets, you know, you can't get into your shell. because it's very hard to change the momentum like that. So we do have a fairly longish batting lineup as well. And we've got to back everybody all the way down to 8-9. You know, and if you're going to try and knock it around for ones and try and bat the full overs and make sure that you're not bowled out, then you're not going to be able to put up a decent score.
And how about Pakistan? Obviously, they had a heartbreaking loss to India. Do you think you've got them maybe at a bit of a vulnerable state at the moment, or do you expect them to kind of really bounce back?
No, I'm pretty sure that Pakistan will be coming hard at us tomorrow. You know, they've got some really quality bowlers up front there with the new ball. So that'll be a big challenge for us. And again, you know, looking at quite a few games that have been played, you know, that first sort of 5-6 overs with a new ball has been challenging for every team. So I think it's a key area for us to try and get through with the bat tomorrow and try and capitalize on a lot of twos with the bigger boundaries in those middle overs.
We saw Harris Ralph obviously crank it up the other night. Is it a case of just trying to get through him in the beginning, or do you think sort of counter-attacking him might be a decent strategy?
Look, I think, you know, obviously Perth is going to be, the wicket's going to be a little bit quicker than what we had in Hobart. So we'll obviously have to try and assess those conditions and try and work out how best to get a decent score on the board. But I don't think that you can sit back and let quality bowlers like that bowl at you. Otherwise, it's only going to be a matter of time before they get you out. So I think it will be a case of trying to rotate, you know, trying to make sure that you are putting them under just as much pressure as what they're putting you under.
And how about Raza? Is it sort of a special game for him to play? Obviously, Pakistan is sort of heritage.
Yeah, I think he relishes every game that he plays for Zimbabwe. You know, he's been such a inspiration for many people over the last few months, you know, with his performances. And we know that a lot of Zimbabwe's success obviously lies in his successes as an individual in the team. So, you know, we're obviously hoping that he can continue that good form throughout the rest of the tournament.
So definitely some insights there from Zimbabwe cricket captain at the T20 World Cup. He's been captain for a while, but there's a white ball captain. And this is at the T20 World Cup in which Zimbabwe taking part in the Super 12 stage. The second match of the Super 12 stage is against Pakistan at 1 p.m. Zimbabwe time. The matches are available on Super Sport 221, that is Grandstand, and 232, that is Super Sport cricket. So yeah, just make sure you follow the teams. I know a couple of guys have been having watch parties. If you have a watch party that is close to you, do go and check it out. It's always fun times if you share cricket with your friends and that sort of thing. It's not just you watching it, but everybody else is watching it with you. Yeah. So yeah, my name is Larry Quitera. All the best to the Chevrons as they play in their T20 World Cup second match. I've said that multiple times. This podcast is available on all sorts of podcatchers, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify and Podchaser and you know, Google Podcasts. All those are podcasts that you can find out. Just look for 3Mob Radio, and also check out the Clubbers In podcast that is specifically focused on cricket. It's out a couple of times a week, and I host it. And also follow us on Instagram, on 3Mob.com, Twitter, 3 Men on a Boat, Facebook, 3 Men on a Boat, and YouTube, 3-mob.com. Otherwise, take care of yourself. My name is Larry Creed.
This is a 3Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com.